Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Soul Pride style raga cut approach in Ableton Live 12 for drum and bass, but we're doing it the advanced way, which means we're chasing attitude without trashing the headroom. This is the kind of vocal treatment that can absolutely light up a drop intro, punch through a 16 or 32 bar main section, or reset the energy in a middle 8. The danger is obvious. Raga cuts can get too wide, too bright, too loud, too delayed, and suddenly the whole mix starts fighting itself. The snare loses its authority, the upper mids get crowded, and the master starts clipping before the track even feels finished. So the mindset here is simple. We want the vocal to feel rowdy, but still like it belongs inside the track, not pasted on top, inside it. Start by setting your project tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. If you want the classic DNB sweet spot, go with 174. Then get your workflow organized before you touch the vocal. Put your drums, bass, music, and effects into separate groups. Put a utility on each group and keep the trims conservative. While you're building, aim to keep the master peaking around -6 dB FS. That gives you room to move. This is one of the big teacher notes for today. Do not confuse excitement with volume. If the vocal feels exciting at a lower level, that's a good sign. It means the rhythm and placement are doing the work instead of brute force gain. Now grab your Soul Pride style vocal phrase and slice it into simpler. In Ableton, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing so the rhythm stays flexible. If you want the chops to behave like tight musical hits, use Classic Mode. If you want a slice to play fully each time, one shot can work too. A really useful advanced move here is to build two slice lanes from the same source. One lane is your main phrase lane, the recognizable hook material. The other is your percussive cut lane, where you keep the short breaths, consonants, and tiny vocal bursts. That way you're not relying on one loop to do everything. You're building an actual performance palette. Now program the MIDI like a drum part, not like a static vocal loop. Put hits on the end of one, on beat two, and maybe on the last 16th before beat four. Leave space after the snare. That space matters. In drum and bass, the snare is a boss instrument. If the vocal sits on top of it the whole time, the groove gets flattened. Use note lengths like performance gestures. Short notes give you clipped, percussive energy. Longer notes let the raga tail bloom a little. Keep the attack fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds, and let the release sit somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on how staccato you want the phrase to feel. If the chop is too sharp, use the simpler filter to gently take some top off, maybe around 7 to 12 kHz. Before you reach for big effects, clean the shape at the source. This is where a lot of headroom gets saved. Put a gate on the vocal, then EQ8, then utility. Set the gate so it shuts down the room noise and breath tail, but still opens cleanly on the actual chop. Keep the attack fast, maybe 0.1 to 2 milliseconds, and use a modest hold and release so it feels natural. Then carve the vocal before any send effects. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz, because the vocal does not need to live anywhere near the sub. If it feels boxy, cut some 250 to 500 Hz. If it pokes too hard in the face, tame the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz zone a little. And after that, trim the channel so it's peaking around -10 to -8 dB FS before it hits your delays or saturation. That last part is huge. If you send a hot vocal into delay, the echoes start eating the mix faster than you expect. It's one of the quickest ways to lose headroom without realizing it. Now let's build the dub space. Create two return tracks, one for a short slap or width effect, and one for a longer dub throw. For the short return, keep it tight, maybe 1/16 or dotted 1/16, with feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter the return hard. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. For the longer return, go with a quarter note or 3/8 with a bit more feedback, maybe 25 to 45%. You can use ping pong if you want, but only if it stays filtered and under control. The throw should feel like a reaction, not like it takes over the entire section. And here's the arrangement trick. Automate the send on the last word or syllable only. Don't let the delay run constantly unless that is the actual effect you want. Usually the best raga cut moments are the ones where the throw appears at the end of a phrase and then disappears as the drums slam back in. That contrast is the energy. Once the chop feels good, resemble it. This is one of the smartest advanced workflow moves in the whole lesson. Record the vocal, the filter delay, and maybe a little saturation into a new audio track. If you want a bit of grit, add saturator with soft clip-on, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive. If you want a little more edge, a subtle redux pass can help. And if the phrase needs a bit of glue, a glue compressor doing just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty. Then print 2 to 4 bars of that performance, and drag the best take back into your project. Now you've got a second generation Raga Cut. It has the character of a live performance, but the control of a sample. That's a big deal indeed, NB, because it lets the vocals sit with the drums instead of constantly competing for space. Next, make the vocals sit with the kit. Check kick, snare, hats, tops, sub, and bass against the cut. Use EQA to clean up anything left in the low mids, and if the vocal is still crowding the snare body, make a gentle cut around 180 to 300 Hz. Be careful in the 1 to 3K Hz zone. That's where intelligibility lies, but it's also where the snare crack and bass bite can start arguing. If you need a little movement, sidechain the vocal group subtly from the snare or drum bus. Keep it tiny, maybe 1 to 2 dB of ducking. Or even better, automate the vocal clip volume down 1 to 3 dB when the drums get busiest. That's often cleaner than heavy compression. A good rule for the style is do not make the vocal smaller. Make it less dense when the groove is busiest. Now think in energy windows. That's the big musical concept here. The vocal should not be present all the time. It should arrive in deliberate bursts. Leave bars where the drums and bass own the space. Then bring the vocal back like a punctuation mark. That's what makes the cut feel expensive. Place it in the arrangement like a real DNB structural tool. In a 32-bar drop, maybe the first 4 bars are sparse and teasing. Then the full groove enters and the vocal starts answering the snare. In bars 9 to 16, the main Raga phrase can carry the section, with a throw at the end of bar 12. Then strip the bass a little in the next section and let the chops breathe again. Build tension with filters or a reverse chop. Then bring in a variation for the final 8 bars. Don't just make it louder as the song goes on. Make it smarter. Often the strongest variation is simply fewer vocal hits, or a different rhythm on the same phrase. Use automation on filters, sends, and utility gain to keep the vocal alive without overloading the mix. You could automate a low pass from 3 kHz to 12 kHz over 4 bars, then snap it back before the drop hits. You can also push a delay send on just one word or mute the vocal for half a beat before the snare lands. Those micro pauses can be more aggressive than adding another layer. Then do a mono check. Put utility on the vocal bus and switch it to mono. If the phrase collapses, your stereo movement is probably too dependent on the delay or reverb. Narrow the return, keep the main chop centered, and remember that the core hook should still read in mono. For the final balance, the vocal should feel present, but not louder than the snare. The sub should stay in charge. If the cut disappears a little when the drums hit hard, that is often totally fine. In drum and bass, that can actually mean the arrangement is working. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make the vocal full range. High pass it and clean the mids. Second, don't let the delay returns run wild. Filter them and automate them. Third, don't overcompress the chop. Use gain staging and gating first. Fourth, don't forget the snare. Leave room around beats 2 and 4. And fifth, don't skip resampling. If the performance feels good, print it. That gives you control and saves headroom. If you want a heavier variation, try a parallel processed vocal return with saturation and a narrow boost in the 1.5 to 2.5 kHz range. Or build a very quiet dust layer underneath it, maybe a little room noise or vinyl texture, just enough to make the vocal feel like it lives inside the track. You can also create a lower pitched resample and tuck it under the main chop for extra weight. Here's a great practice move. Take one short Raga phrase and build a 2-bar loop. Slice it in transient mode. Program 4 to 6 hits per bar. Keep the main chain simple. Gate, EQ 8, utility. Send only the final word of each bar into a filtered delay. Then resample 2 bars of that result. Compare the live version and the resampled version in mono and listen for whether the energy still survives without the mix falling apart. If you can get the vocal to feel hype, controlled, and spacious at the same time, you've nailed the concept. So the takeaway is this. Treat Raga cuts like a rhythmic DNB instrument. Keep the core chop centered, mid-focused, and headroom aware. Use sends, automation, and resampling to create attitude without clutter. And always remember, in advanced drum and bass workflow, the win is not more processing. It's better phrasing, cleaner routing, and smarter commit decisions. That's the Soul Pride Raga cut approach in Ableton Live 12. Rowdy, disciplined, and mix safe. Exactly where it needs to be.